Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the man we call the star of the program. He's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know,
yes.
I hope everybody's well today.
I hope so.
I can't believe how fast time has flown here.
It's really amazing. It's
tip-off time here for our great show, and I'm still up in the air. I'm still high. I'm still excited about last week's live contact with all our great fans out there.
That was great.
We had a great time, and we're in the process of lining it up to do it again. We're going to do it until we get it right.
Now, not only was the event itself fantastic, but I was watching you afterwards go one-on-one with a lot of the listeners, and you were having quite a good time. You were able to see them. They could see you. You were snapping pictures there online, and they have pictures of them talking to you, obviously, because of COVID-19 situations. But you had a good time talking to the neighbors out there.
Well, listen, there are very few things in life now, as we get older and go hurtling into the future, that are as rewarding as contacting the people that you work with and for. I think that being able to have this process here at CRN and the great facilities and the people around it to make that technology pay off the way it did last week is just – it's still – I'm still in awe of it.
Yeah, we did a good job. It was it was a lot of fun, and the listeners did a great job calling. And we got some comments already this week back from that broadcast, so we'll be talking about it. How was your week? It's just
very good.
Like you see, it flew by because we usually tape this show and do it live and tape it on Wednesday, plays on the weekend, and then we go ahead and did this event on Thursday. It was quite the fun thing. I liked it.
Well, it was, and it puts a lot of things in perspective for this show going forward. I look at a lot of things. You know, you get responses. You know, you play catch with people. You throw the ball out there. You know, not only does the ball come back to you, it comes back with velocity.
Yes.
And it comes back with purpose and meaning and aspiration and hope and all that stuff. And it cheers me up to know that we're able to reach everybody like this every week.
Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Comment on Facebook Live. We're streaming live right now, so give us a comment. We'll talk about it on the air. Stay with us here in the lounge.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454. 54.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. Two different quarterbacks. It's an amazing feat. We talked about it last week on the Evening with Fred Dreyer. But we want to remind you something also today. If you are, we broadcast from Hollywood, California. If you're on or around the Burbank, California area near Burbank Airport, we want to thank you, first off, for listening to the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. But we appreciate your support and listening. So if you're traveling to L.A., flying into Burbank Airport, if you're going to be around that area, we have found this little restaurant that's it's called The Ramp. It's actually named that way.
It looks like a ramp.
It's a ramp. It's the on-ramp to the 5 freeway. And it's a small little place with incredible steaks and seafood and Italian food. And so we've talked to the owner. We've got some coupons together. And this is one of Fred's favorite restaurants. You know, he's particular about what he has. And it's The Ramp in Burbank. It's got the best pasta, the best steak. It's got seafood. Fred, by the way, you are a fan of the halibut and the salmon. You've actually diversified.
I love The Ramp. I love the Ramp salmon, the Ramp halibut, the Ramp shrimp. I love everything Ramp.
You've got a cocktail there, too.
I love that.
So if you'd like to get 10% off your meal and you get a free drink, a free glass of wine, a free beer, a free cocktail you get with your meal, all you have to do is email us, info@crntalk.com, and we'll send the coupon out to you. So let us know if you'd like it. It's email us at info@crntalk.com. You love this place, Fred.
Well, I love dining there, so if you see me on one of your very many visits, please come by and say hello.
Yeah, we like to go in there after the show, sometimes on other days of the week. It's called The Ramp, and get the coupon. It'll give you all the details on it. info@crntalk.com. Don't forget to put your address on there so we can mail it back out to you. Now, we come to you broadcasting live on Sirius XM, channel 217, XM 203, Sirius 217 on the internet there, 967. We're also on Twitter, Facebook Live, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, crntalk.com. Glad to have everybody tuned in with us, and you can make some comments here on the show. A lot of people commenting with you, Fred Dreyer, to see what's going on.
Well, I will say this. I think they should. I think we're on the cutting edge of excitement here on our broadcasts, and you can't beat Great entertainment, lots of laughing it up, and great food and great storytelling, and it goes by so fast. One of the things that I picked up from our live performance last week was how the response people had that shared the opinion that, you know, not only did they want to see more of the sports lounge with Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn, but they couldn't believe that you know, no sooner than they turn the show on,
yeah,
it's over.
It not only this show, but your evening with Fred Dreyer. It just goes by like that.
Well, it was, and I was really surprised. I could have. There was enough people that I think we could have gone a little further, certainly.
By the way, we received, those of you that are watching on video, on Facebook Live, on Roku, on Tiki Live, on CRNTalk.com, Fred and I sent the memo out to wear black today, and so I noticed you had to throw that little bit of split complimentary in there with the red.
Hey, listen, you're always thinking. See, you have skin tone underneath.
Yeah,
you
have the skin
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Whereas I have my Rumbler motorcycle T-shirt.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
All right, so if we can, are you ready? We should definitely go to maybe some comments here to start the show off. You ready for that?
Wait a minute. All right.
Are you ready? Here you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Here we go.
So Kathy is saying good afternoon to us. Cindy says, yay. She says, I'm actually here live today, locked down in Melbourne again, so I can't work, and I can watch you guys. So apparently COVID-19 hitting Australia again. I hate hearing that kind of news.
I don't like hearing that. And hydroxychloroquine, that's the word of the day to all you folks out there.
Dr. Fauci. That's not Dr. Fauci's word.
Ask Dr. Fauci. He'll get you some.
Nikki is saying about your broadcast last week. She said it was great. And so she said it's kudos to you there, Fred.
Thank you very much. I never shy away from getting compliments on something that was that good, and it really was that good.
Yep, and she says it was fun. James is saying hello to us from Phoenix, so we're glad to have James on board. Kat is saying great talking to you, Fred, one-on-one. Except for my busy reception that she had in Cambria, California. Apparently, you and she got into it for a while over the phone. Was that the deal?
Yeah, we got into it good, in a good way.
Lincoln, Nebraska, checking in with us. Bruce is saying, I tried to sign up Thursday for last week's show, the evening with Fred Dreyer, but it didn't work for me, and so he's disappointed. So, Bruce, we're going to try to do it again, right, Fred?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do it again, and we're going to give everybody a real good The only thing that I think that Mike and you and I would agree on is I think we would have benefited if we had a better approach, a longer approach to helping people contact us and let people know the show was coming on. And we did a pretty decent job as it was.
I think so.
Considering. But the next time around, we're going to pound out all the debts, as they say, and we'll have a good response from everybody.
Now, I didn't get to do the one-on-one, but Cindy said that she said, you two, meaning you and I, are the bomb. So you were able to do the one-on-one talk, so they're just forming their opinion based on my communications with you. But
is that still a viable?
I'm taking it. Being a bomb.
You're the bomb.
Unless we're bombing. maybe she's seen our lounge act.
Ooh, yeah. Vegas.
Here's the deal. Cindy is saying that there were just three cases in Australia, but they got a lockdown. So who the heck's running the place things in Australia? Is Dr. Fauci screwing things up over there, three cases, and she's in lockdown?
Yeah, Fauci's in his private jet on his way to Australia, yelling at people, make sure they don't get hydroxychloroquine. Do not let hydroxychloroquine into the country of Australia.
It's a two-week lockdown. They had three cases. Now, here in our country, everybody around here in the United States is aware of this if they follow the news. But Fauci, I think he's going down. They started to release his emails where he was contacting somebody in the Wuhan lab where now they feel that this is now they're
Quit,
starting.
Get me a bat.
Now, this is what the President Trump said all along, that it started in this lab, but everybody, I don't want to believe that. And now they're starting to believe, and there's an actual email from Fauci that went to the Wuhan lab, and a guy in the lab said, thanks for protecting us and covering for us. We appreciate that. So we'll see.
Thanks for lying to the world about the danger of this and that it's only the flu and we should have handled it the right way from the very jump. Nobody should have been allowed to skip work or school. They should have been allowed to live their lives and take hydroxychloroquine or the things necessary.
Dr. Dreyer is in the house.
Well, you know, and now it's a year.
Did
and
you
a
take
half.
Any?
It's
anything
been
at
a
all?
Year and a half.
You never got it, right?
I never got anything.
And I hope you don't.
And I
know.
Well, look. Well, look. If it is, I'm not dying from
it. Well, here's the problem now that I see, and we're going to get into some sports here in just a second. But at sporting events now, they're starting to say that there's going to be an area for those that have not been vaccinated to sit.
Oh, brother.
And so here's my question.
Stay home.
I was told by my doctor, two doctors that I checked, that I had the virus, the COVID-19, and I have a blood test that says I have natural antibodies in my system. So both doctors said, you don't need to take that vaccine. As a matter of fact, it's probably better you don't, because
right.
The natural thing in your body is probably the best way to handle it. So that's
immunity.
What I'm doing, but do I need now have to take like a proof that I got a blood test? I guess I'll have to sit behind home plate. Otherwise, I'll be out in the bleachers. With
well,
you.
People but should I'll sit now with you. Start. They should now start. Look, it's out. Who's the liar? Who the liars are?
And they're having problems
it's
in Australia
out.
Now.
It's
we see
out.
Here from our listeners. So
just tell them to stop talking to you and move on.
That's worse from Fred Trice.
That's my advice.
I agree. I'm just ready Jeez to move Louise. On with life here now. You know, I'm erring on the side of stuff. But again, if you're wearing the mask, and hopefully that ends
that
here coming up
anything,
on the 15th.
But go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. It protects people around you. And if you've already had the shot, I think you should be able to not wear the mask. But that's my own opinion. All right, we'll take a little break. Come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145.
800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back to the Sports Loungers. Truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Did you spill something there? The cameraman was waiting to take your
I'll
shot.
I'll tell you
there.
What it is.
What is
you
it?
Know,
you
I take my surrogated letter opener right
yeah.
here.
Yeah, okay.
And I open up envelopes.
Okay.
And it tears little fragments of paper that
oh.
land right here in front of me. Next thing you know, as I'm moving around, they now float in the air and they stick to my shirt.
Nice a shirt today that you have, a red shirt, and you've got a nice Nike-type, is that a sweatshirt or a sweater that you got on there?
It's my Nike gizmo.
Your gizmo, and by the way, no logos here on the show, but that's okay. You're Fred Dreyer. Now, a couple of things here. Someone says from the event last week, we need more Fred time on the next event, so they want more time with you. Shannon says, looking good. How was your Memorial Day weekend? What did you end up doing? I tried to get together with you one night, but you were busy. Did you do a barbecue
I went over
or anything?
I went over and saw my friend, Ray Anthony.
Oh, so you did do that. Okay.
I went over and saw him. And
the bunny hop guy, Ray Anthony.
Ray Anthony.
Big band.
And he's 99.
Yeah.
And he's doing great for 99. And, it's interesting. I got to the house, and I was talking with him and his family and some people. And you know what the biggest issue is with Ray at 99 is his hearing. He's got hearing loss.
Yeah.
Everything else is perfect. So when he can't hear you, it doesn't mean he can't figure out what you're saying.
Does he have hearing aids?
But that's the other thing. He's shy about wearing a hearing aid.
See, people are that way. My dad was hard of hearing all his life. And, boy, I never forget the moment. After I got my first job in radio and made a few bucks, I said, we're getting you some hearing aids. And so I set up an appointment. And I remember walking into the hearing office, and he had his back to me. And he had these headphones on while they were testing them, and they were setting it up for how they were going to do it. And I said, oh, he's already sitting in. And he says, hi, Mike, how are you? And he was actually able to hear me walking into the room with his back to me. That would never have happened in the past. So I got a little teary-eyed, and he got those things, but then he hated them. Because, he used to say silence is bliss, because he never heard the clamoring and clanging of dishes in restaurants. So he'd turn them on to hear you. And, he was sold on the idea that the hearing aids dial out the unwanted noise. They really don't. The unwanted noise is part of our everyday life,
You got to get rid of the unwanted people.
That's what he was saying, basically. So silence is bliss. Anyway, so that's a story there. We got Nikki says that well said, Fred and Mike, talking about our comments before. And then also a comment made that COVID has ruined the last year and a half from Shannon. She says, do what you need to do, but be safe. And then she says, # circle back and be smart.
Circle back and be
now,
smart.
Now, I have a story here that I've been holding off for 2 weeks, and I just want to get your comment. It's not a long one. Just it'll take a second here, a few seconds on the show.
Up.
Some students apparently made a boat. This was in California. Where else? Out of buckets and duct tape, and they put it out to sea. The two students, there were two of them, they were rescued over a couple of weekends ago after they made a homemade contraption, set it out to sea, and they were part of a school project. The two college students were from California, and they took an arts and crafts to this new level when they made this homemade boat of buckets, duct tape, and kiddie pools out into the Pacific Ocean, and the two male students were rescued early in the morning on a Saturday out by Santa Barbara up in the Isla Vista area. It's near UC Santa Barbara, and the makeshift vessel was made out of 20 buckets, plywood, duct tape, and two plastic kiddie pools, and quoting now, they were saying, if nautical nonsense is something you wish, two male students in their 20s were rescued unharmed at 2:37 a.m. That was a quote from the Santa Barbara County Fire Department.
Yeah, that's feeding time for the great whites of Southern California.
That's true. There's a lot of sharks up there.
That's exactly right. That's when they go out, late at night.
You would know. You were a big ocean guy, right?
You know,
back in the day.
I, I, I've seen
them. That's scary, yeah, sitting out there. It was sitting on a piece of plywood.
Why can't you be home at 2:30?
I don't know. Apparently, the men set out to sea without wetsuits on a night when the temperatures and the water is about 55 degrees, and the emergency personnel was notified of the boat by someone who spotted it around 2 a.m., and they reached the guys about a half hour later. Boy.
What was the purpose of the event?
I think just to see if they could make a makeshift boat. They said the tide kept pushing them out further and further. And so,
do they know anything at all about reasoning and
obviously
common sense?
Obviously not. Their names have been withheld. He said they didn't seem to be in any distress, the fireman said, but they were just floating out there. We managed to bring them back to shore, and they were grateful.
Oh, I'm sure.
He says, I wish they had planned what they were doing a little better. So it was might have been part of a school project, but the names of the kids are not known. Oh, wait, did Joe Biden? I'm just kidding.
Sounds
just
like a government.
I made that up. Sounds like a government deal.
Sounds like
it does.
A Rube Goldberg project.
Now, we should talk about this All-Star game because, you know, we had Memorial Day, the 4th of July coming up, and then soon after, it will be time for the big All-Star game, and apparently, it's really hitting the fan these days. There's a conservative group from Atlanta representing the small businesses that says Major League Baseball's decision to move the All-Star game out of Atlanta is proof that Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has no balls.
Exactly.
He's now ready to throw another brushback pitch, and there's like 30 partners ranging from the Nevada Chamber of Commerce to the National Restaurant Association. This is a group, the Job Creators Network, says baseball's decision to boycott Atlanta over its objection to Georgia's voting law is wrong, and so they're taking Major League Baseball to court, federal court. And Fox Business said that they've learned the trade group founded by a Home Depot co-founder Bernie Marcus plans to file a lawsuit in Manhattan federal court Tuesday morning, alleging that Major League Baseball decision has injured Atlanta's small business community. And it has. They were named in the lawsuit, according to a person with direct knowledge of the matter, is the Major League Baseball's Players Association. They're going after them. The union represents about 1,200 players, and the Job Creators Network contends the role on the decision to move the game out of Atlanta was involved the players as well. So they're moving the game to Denver.
That makes a lot of sense. Because you're in the same situation in Denver. The beauty is that the intent was to make voting easier, or to make it was to make the process more understandable, and yet follow the guidelines of making sure that people voted. And they voted the right way, i.e., with ID and less mail-in votes, and doing it correctly, which is the reason we had this voter fraud this last time around. And so this was a political move on Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
It's completely a political move.
Politics out of the sport. This Alfredo Ortiz, who's president of the Job Creators Network, he has mounted a high-profile campaign against baseball's decision with protests in front of the Major League Baseball headquarters in Manhattan, in New York. Billboards in Times Square that mocked Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred as having all strikes and no balls for caving into the left-wing, this is what Fred's talking about here, the left-wing pressure groups that denounced the state of Georgia's new voter law. That's what was at the new voter law was passed, and people got their nose out of joint over restrictive, they say, to minority and poor voters. No, it wasn't. Just showing an ID. And they're saying that at baseball games, you got to show your ID to pick up your tickets when they're left for you. You got to show your ID.
Yeah, they're willing to do that.
Yeah, and so everybody's willing to do that. Everybody has some form of ID, and if they don't, they can easily go get one, and then they can vote. So
This is to protect your voting rights, not crush it.
Yeah, exactly. And there's more minority businesses in Georgia, way more in Georgia than there are in Colorado now. So the conservatives, Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia, have argued that the law simply, this law you were talking about, Fred, requires voters to produce proper ID, and it ensures the integrity of mail-in voting. They're not even throwing mail-in voting out. They just want to have integrity in making sure that it's 100% the way. And so quoting him now, Ortiz, head of the Job Creators Network. He said Major League Baseball robbed the small businesses of Atlanta, many of them minority owned, of $100 million. He said, we want the game back where it belongs. He said this was a knee-jerk, hypocritical, and illegal reaction to misinformation about Georgia's new voting law, which includes voter ID. And Ortiz, he's a board member of the Georgia Chamber of Commerce, noted that when it comes to identification, Major League Baseball itself, as I just mentioned, requests ID at will-call ticket windows at Yankee Stadium in New York, Busch Stadium in St. Louis, at ballparks all across the country.
Well, again, this is people not understanding how valuable understanding what the voting voting bills are, and there's no getting around how stupid this is. And I hope the lawsuits pile up, because this has cheated a lot of minority businesses. Regular businesses, forget minority, but seems as it's they're being attacked because and they think they're being representative of of a minority business. This is
it's tough.
This is just absolutely ridiculous.
Do you know what it means for someone to get the All-Star game? It's like getting the Super Bowl.
It's
like
a big deal.
You plan 3-4 years ahead of time. You know you're going to get it. So you make a special deal for the Atlanta Braves, for their fans to come out, and they can do mail-outs. They were going to have a super tribute to Hank Aaron. We'll tell you about that when we come back. And you know, last I remember, he was black and he was great in baseball, and now that's thrown out the window. All these things they screwed up, and especially these businesses that planned and ordered more things knowing people were going to be in town.
It's crazy. Biden written all over it.
Well, there was a comment from the president. We'll have that when we come back. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's CanonCast15. Canon. Clearly better.
Pick it up, guys. At Bowes Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right?
Just one sec. Bowes Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And now today's cleaning tip from Tuba Towels Heavy Duty Cleaning Wipes. Most people are disinfecting more frequently these days, but did you know there's a difference between disinfecting and cleaning? Cleaning is the first step before disinfecting, and is needed on a regular basis to remove germs, dirt, and dust from surfaces. Plus, keeping a clean surface helps minimize the growth of future germs. And now a word from Tuba Towels.
At Tuba Towels, we started with the toughest messes and quickly realized Tuba Towels Heavy Duty Cleaning Wipes can clean just about anything, like stubborn brake dust, spilled paint, even permanent marker. There's literally thousands of uses. Proudly made in the USA with over 30,000 five-star reviews. Find Tuba Towels Heavy Duty Cleaning Wipes at your local auto parts store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and more. Look for the big yellow tub.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Your buddy here, Mike Horn, and the star of the show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Hunter, so many other great shows out there with you here every week at this time. Thanks for joining us. Soon going 5 days a week. Get ready for that. Nikki, by the way, is agreeing with what we're talking about here. So is Kathy agreeing about the Major League Baseball Players Union facing the All-Star lawsuit, as well as Major League Baseball itself, a group in Atlanta, filing suit coming up this Tuesday in New York in federal court after baseball pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta and moved it to Colorado with less than a year of planning for Colorado after all the planning that went on in Atlanta. Spokespeople for the Major League Baseball, for MLB, and the Players Association had no comment. However, Ken Blackwell, former Cincinnati mayor as well as an Ohio Secretary of State, but most notable, he's a minority owner of the Cincinnati Reds baseball team. He said, "This action is not a surprise given the real damage that's been done." Somebody with the balls enough to speak about it. There's a lot of damage that was done to the city of Atlanta,
you'd be surprised
the state.
Of all the people that are out there that see right through this, I mean, the stupidity of this is mounting as we speak.
It's exactly right. And they're going to demand, apparently, that Major League Baseball immediately move the game back to Atlanta or pay damages to small businesses impacted by the decision. The All-Star Game's original venue was at Truist Park in Cobb County in Georgia, where the Atlanta Braves play. And they said they were expected to generate tens of millions, dollars in revenues for a lot of the area's small businesses, including many owned by minorities. And there are more minority businesses in Atlanta than there are in Denver. So it's not about the minorities. It's all about the stupid Democratic voting law.
I would be hot under the collar if it was just businesses in general.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a minority in nature. This is this is just more of this manipulation. It's the mentality of politicizing every single thing in the culture.
Here's the thing, and then I'm going to wrap this up a little bit, but my daughter does a radio show, and they were talking on this show in Los Angeles. Let's take a look. They've hacked in by computer into the oil line on the East Coast. We had the beef problem this week where they hacked into the beef company and pork company, and so now meat prices are going to go up because they stopped that. Think about if they hack into the electric grid and the communication grid and do that all at once. What are we going to be doing in this country to protect ourselves from some kind of an attack? And we're not talking about bombs coming in. We're talking about mayhem in our society. And all they can talk about is racism. When there's not racism, they're just creating it and talking about it. It's like, it's crazy. And this baseball thing, politics should be out of sports, for gosh sakes. It's a sport. Well, we don't need politics. They were planning a celebration of life and career of Hank Aaron that they were going to weigh. He passed away in January. This was the year to do it at the Atlanta Braves Stadium, where he was played. His life's work was done there with the Braves, both in Milwaukee and Atlanta. It's nuts.
They don't care about black people. This is not. None of this is about caring about black people.
Well, I hope they do, but it's like, you're right. This is about getting their win to win elections. President Biden called the Georgia voting law racist. That's what he said, and said that the All-Star game should be played elsewhere. He made that statement, the President of the United States.
He's an idiot.
Why should he be putting his fingers in the baseball? Here's the deal. I got this new phrase. You know how they say, you know, you listen to some of these conservative talk show hosts, they say America first.
Yeah.
The Democrats, they have a new motto out. It's called Blame America First. They blame America for everything, you know? They're supporting the wrong side in the Middle East. All these things that are going down, blame America first. That's the deal. And this is baseball out of control. Now we're blaming where they play the ball game. My gosh, they play games in Atlanta every single day. The All-Star game should have stayed there, and I hope these guys win the lawsuit. I think it's got to stop.
They have to win it.
It has to stop. We'll see what's going on. We'll see if they keep the game there or not, or it would get damages.
They literally look at now is the time right now to continue to push back like Democrats push back. You know, Democrats are lying about everything that they do, and when it comes to stuff like this, trying to convince normal people, good people, that what they're doing is doing it for the benefit to undo white racism.
Well, and the Democrats will say Republicans are lying about everything, but it just so happens that right now the liberals are in power.
Again, you have to be able to think for yourself and separate that.
So think for yourself, come up with a plan, but no matter what you feel, they should throw politics out of sports. We don't need to have Stacey Abrams come up with a law because she feels this or that or whatever. It's like, let's move on and just let baseball be the one thing that's not affected by politics, for gosh sakes. All right, Ronnie is out there. He's got some comments for you. Let's get to some fun news here and some of our fan email. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Ronnie wants to know, Fred, if you will give your regards to Jack Youngblood, Nolan Cromwell. He said they were super when they were with the Rams.
I will definitely. I see Nolan every once in a while. He lives out here.
Really?
But Jack is in Florida, and, hopefully he'll get these good regards that we send to him. And all the Rams of that era, they were a special group.
You play with a good group of people. That was a great Ram team. I'm telling you right now.
We're a boy.
Jared Corey is saying, love your show, Hunter, Fred Dreyer, on Friday nights and Saturday nights when I was living in Jacksonville, Florida, watching it on NBC. You were on Friday first, then moved to Saturday. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were getting clobbered by the television show Dallas. That was a big show then.
It was
on Friday nights.
Yes, it was, yeah.
And so we were on opposite them. And it wasn't a good idea, so they decided. Steve Cannell, the owner of the Hunter Show, went over to NBC to talk to Brandon Tartikoff, the head of the network at that time, and just simply said, "Look, move the show to Saturday. We'll make a couple of special shows, 2-hour specials, and you'll see that this thing can win. A good action hour on Saturday is something that the networks don't have." And Hunter came in and cleaned up.
Really did. Saji says, hey, Fred, just wanted to let you know how much of a big fan of yours I've always been. Growing up in the 90s in South Africa, as a young kid, I used to go crazy as soon as I saw your face. I get crazy when I see it, too.
That's my mom's
TV. Thank you for making my childhood memorable, and all the best from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Well, thank you very much. We have a lot of fans all over the world, and that's the one thing about this show is it reaches everywhere in the world. We're really appreciative.
It really is. Now, Ernestine says, I'm sorry I missed your show, meaning your special night with Fred Dreyer, but I just wanted to let you know that you are truly one of my favorite actors. I just love your show, the reruns of Hunter. I used to watch it back in the day, and now I still watch the reruns every night. I watch you all day and night. I'm just a loyal fan of Hunter. If I'm watching something else and I know that you're on, I have to change the station to watch you. I don't mean to keep going on and on, but I'm going to watch you on my laptop, and you stay safe and take care. She's a favorite fan of yours, Ernestine is, from the University of Michigan.
Ah, Wolverine. We will take in. We accept all kinds of fans here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's really good. Nikki says, I was so excited to see Fred on the show. She forgot to ask you a question. It was just great talking to you, Fred.
Fantastic. Great talking with you, Nikki. And again, just keep your eyes and your ears peeled. We're going to be doing it all over again.
Now, Pamela always sends in some great stuff for us. And so she has a scene here from Sudden Withdrawal that's coming up, and we can show it on the screen there for you. Oh, we're not getting a signal on that
one
there.
No signal.
So let's go back and make sure we got a signal on this one here. And there we have it. I was supposed to hit the wrong button. Funny scene from Sudden Withdrawal from 1990. And she says, wondering if you wrote this scene. Now, apparently, in the story, Hunter arrests a beautiful woman who was the mastermind behind a series of bank robberies. She got inside information. When was the best time to hit? by sleeping with the various bankers. So McCall asked Hunter and Devane, the late great Charles Hallahan, says if either of them could have fallen for her if she wasn't a criminal and they were bankers, and you as Hunter quip, well, I guess we could have made a couple of deposits with her. And
ba-boom-ba.
They both ba-boom-ba. Laugh and think it's hysterical. Love the reaction of Hunter and Charlie. And that's what's happening in the picture there.
1990.
Tell me about that scene. Did you write it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. The network approves everything and they approve this. But the show was a huge hit. And this was funny and got great laughs. And we even heard from the executive producers on this after they showed the dailies a couple of days later. But Charlie and I were just when we got together, you know, we really had a good time. He was terrific. I miss him.
He's something else on this thing. And it's a little risque, your line. Well, I guess we could have made a couple of deposits with her.
Yeah.
That was a little risque for 1990. You got that by the censors, huh?
Yeah, it was tastefully rude.
Is that what you would call it?
Well, I mean, you have to call it something.
Tastefully
it's
rude
funny.
Is good, yeah.
It's funny, and when we came up with it, it was just one of those things to spur of the moment. So,
all right, Nikki is saying, no politics in sports, and let's just love the game from our chat room. Kelly says, we love the Wild Grizzly Show with Fred Dreyer. What's that? What's the Wild Grizzly Show?
About a bear, Ben the Bear. You know Ben, the movie bear?
Oh, yeah, Gentle Ben.
Let me tell you something. I went over and spent a good part of my lunch on the set over there.
At Gentle Ben?
I went over and sat outside Ben's cage.
You did? Sure you did. Just to get to know him, right?
Your fellow co-star. So I was talking to him, and he was kind of grunting around.
What was he doing again?
And the owner... He was really interesting. He told me a lot of interesting things about the bear and about how incredibly smart they are and tolerant.
Did you see that video of that woman in California out in Bradbury or something? She had dogs that went out. There was a black bear in her yard, and she said it's amazing it happened on Monday because they don't have trash pickup that day. And the bear was going to jump in, and her dog was going up to it, and she had three other little dogs that came up there. And finally, the one dog kind of bounced at it and then ran back, and the little dog comes up and goes, you stay out of here, get out of here, and jumped up, and they thought that the bear was going to eat the little dog, and then the lady comes out and runs and pushes the bear off the wall and then grabs the dog and runs back in the house. It was quite thrilling. It's on YouTube. Just look black bear attack and brown bear attack
in California black bear.
Yeah,
these animals are hilarious. You know, they don't want anything to do with humans. They want their trash, and they want to swim in their pool, which every summer you get a flotilla of these suckers coming down the hill and out of the weeds, and they just flop.
That's it.
They got the family in there in the small end.
Yep.
And here comes the bear jumping in, and he stays on the deep side, and it's pretty funny.
Well, you got people agreeing with their comments about Major League Baseball. Agree, so agree. Just crazy. It's about destroying America. Thank you for speaking your mind. Really appreciate it. No politics in sports, and let's just love the game. And there you have it. A lot of comments coming in there here on the show. So we do appreciate it. And thank you for getting a hold of us here at Facebook Live. We do that here along with Twitter and Twitch. And, we just have them all here for you. Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, crntalk.com. Big fans on Roku there. And, of course, on Sirius XM and on Sirius XM on the Internet and on Sports Byline. Our good buddies on Sports Byline at CRN Talk. We'll be back with more here in the Sports Lounge. Stay right with us. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax. tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. A reminder for you there, we talk about the Ramp restaurant all the time, and it's in Burbank, California. We broadcast from Hollywood, California, nationwide and coast to coast here, actually worldwide, through CRN Sports Byline and Sirius XM for you, plus all the apps. You can go to crntalk.com and find out more. And if you are around Burbank Airport or fly into California, into Burbank, don't forget the Ramp restaurant. We've got a Fred Dreyer special, 10% off your bill, a free drink with your meal. Just email us, info@crntalk.com. Want to see who's out there listening. And, you know, you might say Fred's might be dining there tonight for all you know.
You know, if you see me there.
He might be there tonight.
You got to come over and say hi. I'm there often.
A free drink with your meal and 10% off the bill. You go to info@crntalk.com.
Great hospitality.
Thanks to Shannon. She says, is California reopened? Well, Shannon, they say a second opening at Dodger Stadium coming up on June 15th where they're going to be at 100% capacity. So that's some good news for California. We hope there's not any more outbreaks and we can start moving back into things again.
With masks, though.
Yeah. She also said her dad has hearing aids. He has selective hearing. Well, that's true with people.
You better like believe it.
Here's the deal. Kelly, and it looks like a new listener here, says, good evening to you, Fred. I named my granddaughter Hunter.
I have a lot of people who have told me that they have named their children. I know of a couple of people very close to me who have named it Hunter because of the show.
Hey, really?
Yep.
I think I'll get another dog and name my dog Hunter.
No.
Hey, Hunter.
No, you can't.
No, maybe I'll name the dog Fred.
That's what you want.
That's
what you want.
Come here, Freddy. Hey. Okay. All right. I better get out of here before I get a left hook. We're get punched out here in a block. All right. That's our show. If you missed anything.
That's it.
Don't forget, we're here every week at this time on all the great stations on Sports Byline at crntalk.com, on Sirius XM. Check us out online there at 967 on XM on channel 203, Sirius channel 217, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, crntalk.com, Amazon Echo, Google Home Speakers. Well, you can dial up phone numbers and listen to this show. We got ways to listen everywhere and good old radio, too. Don't forget to email freddryer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Some final thoughts from the man, Fred.
Well, one final thought is maybe next week we'll talk about sports.
We got some good stuff in this week. Get out on a raft. You and I are going to go.
Oh, how about the raft guy? We got to find that guy.
Go out to Isla Vista. See you next week.